Sechin Ishmas Daniel, Shane of us to follow. Okay. I'm sure the Rabbis want me to remind everyone about the Malava Malka. This will say Shabbos. See the posters here, so anyone can make it. Rabbi Grossman from Migdal Emek, Bez Hashem, will be the guest speaker. And that's the story. And then the Pollock is making a chasana tonight, that's why. So. Okay, tonight is the last of the Erevin Shirim. And then we're going to talk about Hotzah, regular Hotzah, like wearing a wristwatch on Shabbos, wearing glasses on Shabbos, those other shaylas of Hotzah on Shabbos. But in terms of... Okay, so there's one part of the construction of the Erev that we didn't just talk about yet. And in fact, some people consider this part of the construction the main issue of contention. Of some people consider the other issues, the big streets, and the but some consider the halacha of Siris Rishus, that when you make an Erev, and the goyim in the Erev, which usually they are, right, so then you have to be Socher Rishus, meaning you have to rent out their property, and that gives you, so therefore they're considered like part of your Orchim, or was you're renting their Dira, now they're in your Dira, so to speak, so now everyone's together. So to do that, theoretically, you would have to knock on every guy's house. So you're making an area of face in some big community.
Why aren't they answering the fact that you have the pass or whatever?
So the right was the we'll see. The pass doesn't work for the guy.
Why?
It doesn't. In other words, Chaz Chachamim made another takana for. We'll see what it is. But so if you'll go to every guy and rent from the guy, so that'll be good. But no one's gonna. It's not practical to go to every guy. Not even in an apartment building is it. So I mean, there it's more doable. Depends what kind of apartment building you live in. If you live in a building here, 20 stories, you're gonna go to every knock on everybody's door and rent to give everyone. And so what we do is we go to the representative. You know, the police chief or something who represents, and we do the Skiris Rishus with that person. So the question is, do we have people that qualify today to represent the Goyim, meaning do they have jurisdiction really over their house and their property? And if they don't, maybe they're not good people to be representing the... But that's the.
That's part of the takana.
Right.
Why?
Rav Abadi, when I was visiting Rav Abadi once in Hainof, he said to me, "That's the only place he would maybe carry. I don't think he would carry, but there was his issue was the Skiris Rishus. They said in Hainof there's no goyim, and I don't know, and no none from Jews." That's what he claimed to me. We were still sitting talking in Hainov years ago. This is what he was.
What's
he
the
was
non from Jews.
Right, because non from Jews also might require to be in the, you know, not from maybe Chal Shabbos but Fahesia, things like that. So he said, you know, he likes the Erev in Hainov because it doesn't have the issue. In fact, when Rabbi Willig years ago was making the Erev in Riverdale, So he went with Rabbi Schmidman, who was the Rav in the RJC at the time. And they went to the Debrecina Rav. And the Debrecina Rav said, really, he's not so against Erevin, but the main issue he has with Erevin is the Schiris Rishusis issue. And so that's the, that who are you going to go to? Who could really represent, you know? So that's what we're going to talk about a little bit tonight. This issue. So let's see. Let's see the halachas. I figured the way the Rambam presents it would be the clearest way to see it. So halacha test. Yisrael hadar ima obit kachavim v'mazalos. So if Yisrael is living in a courtyard, so he has one house, the Jew, and the Goy has the other house. So there are two homes in the courtyard. Oim ger toshav, where he's with a ger toshav, who's also a Goy. It's just he accepted the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So do you have to do anything? One Jew and one Goy. They're living in the same courtyard. Or they're in a two-family house, and they have a common backyard, something like that. So the Gemara says, the Rambam says, Eino osar alav. In other words, you know, no problem. You don't have to do anything. The Goy does an aser on the Yid. Shadir sa'akum mazolos ein adira. Ela ki behema hu chashuv. Now it's not necessarily to, you know, it sounds very condescending. But I don't think it means to be condescending. It means that in these halachas, he does an aser. So his adira doesn't aser. So therefore, it's like there's one yid there. Im hayu shnei Yisraelim. Oh yes, sir. If there's two Jews, so two Jewish homes or more. Vavikacham mazalos shachin imahem. Hareza osar lehim. But if the two Jews, so then you need an eruv, and then the goy also has to be reckoned with. Hareza. Whereas this is a gzera, why did we want? What's the point that we want? If the guy doesn't count, so why all of a sudden he counts when there's two Jews? Then he does count, because we didn't want. And these, you know, were of the Avodah Zarah, because. It's a gzeira shalo yashkimu ovikachav mazolos imohem shalo yulmudu mimasov. Because we wouldn't want the Jews and the goyim to live in close quarters together, in the same courtyard. So therefore, we're going to make it a little bit more difficult for you to live with them. And they're saying you're going to have to be socher reshus, and that maybe will cause you not to want to live in that courtyard when there's a goy. Yeah.
Then why doesn't it apply to one Jew, one
Goy? Oh, we'll see. For Lamalol, Yisrael, Echav, and Mekom, excellent question. Bimnei she'enu dover motzoi. In other words, it wasn't common for one Jew and one Goy to live in the same court. Why? She'e yifachet shema yisyachet imo v'yargenu. Because in those situations, I was talking about a Goy, that not a nice, friendly... Like, my building have wonderful... non-Jewish people. I told you, there was a woman that would always knock on our door before she would leave her apartment on Shabbos and say, you know, I want you to know I'm leaving. Do you need anything before I go? You know, and she's not, she lives in Florida now, but then we have another one who's very also equally very nice to us. And so, you know, but in, you know, the original people that they were talking about were people that were afraid that were going to kill you.
It's
pagan, yeah.
Is that from the censors, the Akum? It's really Goy.
Yeah. Right. I mean, Maisa, those were the type that were in that when Chazal. But now, today, even though he could be non-Jewish, who are very fine people, but I guess they made the Takana the way they made the Takana.
Rambam doesn't hold. Christians and Muslims are not over the Chachavim.
Right, Muslims not over the Chachavim.
I think Chalek is about Christians.
Muslims not over. You know, I once had a shayla. I once asked this to Rav David Cohen. One of those terrorist attacks. So one community, that Shabbos, the person from the Muslim person went to the Jewish shul to show his solidarity to the Jewish people. So then there was another attack someplace on a mosque and somewhere else. So now the question was, there was a question in the community whether the Rav should go now to the
mosque.
Yeah. So I discussed it with Rav David Cohen of Brooklyn. So he said to me, yeah, in other words, he said the Rav holds that it's not Avodah Zarah. So he thinks the Rav should go. Not only the Rav should go, he should take with him the Mechubodei HaKohol, you know, the president of this.
He'll be a chidus because of this chashash.
Yeah. And go to show that we care about your people as well. That was the... So Rama said we're not afraid. One Jew and one guy, we're not afraid that it's milchaz lo shchicha, because usually he would never want to live there, because to be alone with the guy in the chatzer, so therefore is milchaz lo shchicha, so the word goes there. So they only goes there when there are two goyim, two Jews rather, and a goy. In the same.
Funny gzera. It's easier. Make a gzera with a guy. You don't finish.
But make a gzera.
Make a gzera that if you live with a guy, you can't do it, and that's that. There's no steers or shoes with a guy. To make an exception for the one because he anyway probably wouldn't do it.
Do it.
You have an extra two lines in the Rambam, and you have like. But what was the point? The point of making such a gzera, you know, with such an exception that doesn't happen anyway.
Right, so the exception is right, lo shchiach, so then we didn't want to go there. So even if you did do it, so you wouldn't have to, but then two people and a guy wasn't, it's more shchiach, but we still don't want you to do it, to live that way, so then we make it hard that if you're going to do that, we're going to make you do a shchiach
shushus.
It
doesn't say shushus here, but we're assuming that it's
only... Well, it's also oser alof. He asks the guy... will make it a problem for you to carry. What are you going to have to do? So we'll see.
A
domestic employee means he's...
not a slave, but...
No, but that's not... he's living in your house, and yours...
It's a scenario where it's not.
He has a separate...
Yeah. If you have a household, I don't know, a maid or a physical, whatever, for somebody with a disability, they have their own apartment.
Right.
And they work for you frequently, but not exclusively. So sometimes they're there, sometimes they're not.
And where do they live?
They live on their own, in the downstairs. In the other apartment, or upstairs.
And they have their own food?
Yeah, it's a separate household. It just happens that they work for
more common scenario.
In the same
yeah, okay. So maybe it's different.
In that case, you wouldn't have, there wouldn't be the pachad anyway. You're letting him into the house.
Right.
So that reason goes away.
Yeah. So he says, Shnei halacha yud, Shnei Yisraelim v'vichonim mazol tzachar ha-shokli b'chotzer achas v'irvu ha-Yisraelim ha-atzmam v'hiyilu klub. So if they did an Erev Chatzeres, and that's all they did, that's not good enough, because they still have to reckon with the guy. There's a concept of vatal rishus, that I'm I'm giving over my rishus to you. And also kiyachid, everyone is now one unit. But no, it still doesn't work, because what? Ainu Erev Moel, B'mokom Erev Kochavim Mazalos. Ve'in bitul reshus moel. In other words, so the Erev Chatzeres doesn't work for the guy, and the bitul reshus doesn't work for the guy. Ve'in lahem takana el sheyiskeru b'med reshuso. So the only way you can do it is chiras reshus. You rent his house from him. So he's my guest. So now the point of this whole thing is we have to make everyone into one unit. So by the Erev Chatzeres, you make it, and then you put in one. Everyone's living in that one house. But the, so what do you do with the guy? So the guy, I now rent his house. And now it's mine, so he's living in my house, so he's my guest. So now it's all one. Chenim hayo v'kachavim mazalz rabim maskirim mishusam l'Yisraelim v'Yisraelim rabim matarim. Okay, so that's the idea. And the verse, the next is Halach Yud Beis. Sochim and Avichavim was also filled with Shabbos. Veshaschiris kibidul reshus. Sheinah schiris v'adoyis el heker ba'alma. Heker b'vad. It's only a heker. It's not real. So he says even pachas mishav. V'yichas sochim and Avichavim. I feel pachas mishav apruta. Right. Ishto shel Avichavim was also masachem shalom didaito. It's not a real. You have to do something to. Because we want to make your life a little bit more difficult, so maybe you'll consider living someplace else.
And it's purely symbolic.
Yeah, it's symbolic.
Is that the money? Yeah, if you can manage Shabbos.
So maybe it's a Shava Pruta, maybe it's like you give him a bottle of seltzer or something.
When I tried to offer a policeman a dollar, he said they're not allowed to. It's a bribe. Maybe
if I
could give
up an envelope or something. Right. Right. Oh. So the question is, you know, what do you... So we know that you can be socher from the goy, and... Okay, back in Halach Yud Beis on page 2. V'chein tzchiro v'shamasha maskirin shalom l'daito. You don't have to go to the guy himself. His shamas, you know, the guy who's representing him, who takes care of him.
So that sounds like if you want to make an erev in a city or something, so you can do the cop or the mayor or anybody.
Right, so that type of thing.
Home health aid.
Right. Now, there is a tshuva from the Rashba. The tshuva around page 7, tshuva Shrutha Rashba. Go over to page 8. In other words, this person, this official, he has to be able to evict the guy from his, since he has so much power over jurisdiction over him, then you can go to him on his behalf. But if he doesn't, if you go to the guy himself, then you go to the guy himself, fine. But it's not practical. You can go to every guy in the whole neighborhood, and so you need to go to the representative. But he's saying to be a proper representative, you have to be able to evict the people from their homes. So if you don't, then it doesn't work.
Would eminent domain work? Someone who has the power to do eminent purchase it off them?
Right, so that's part of the...
Is the policeman good?
Right, they're just enforcers. They're not like the people that have the power to do it. They're just following orders.
Right.
Being told to do it.
And the Rivashi on page 10 discusses this as well.
Sounds like you need more Machmir than the Rambam. The Rambam is saying it's only symbolic. Pretty much doesn't matter who you're given to, getting permission from. Raj was saying it's, you have to have the power to
evict. I mean, right, you're saying, even though the Rambam's dinim are, as Rav Shechter points out, those are just the Gemaras that are saying that. So I don't know if the Rashba necessarily would argue with those dinim. But on the other hand, I can't say for sure whether the Rambam would agree to the Rashba, either, like you say. He says on here on the left, he says, Aval gabi rishus hakusim yesh la'ayin im oso k'niyah shesisa mo'elis. Even though he can put ticket tax to people, he can't be misalik. So even just because you can tax somebody something doesn't mean that you could evict them. And he says that same idea. I mean, that's also the Gemara. Says Rav Shimon ben Lakish, "V'talmidav yiklu lahu pundak to lohava sochev ayamaskev v'amri lo meger minei heichad lo matzi masalakle lo loti balach to lo matzi masalakle." Right. So the Rashba is this Gemara, and, you know. So, or they should really both agree to both the halachas, even though, yeah. So he says, so then, what does he see on page 11, the last paragraph? He says, "Mikomokom tov lachem lishamesh halol lachnis ulhotzei labotei akusim. Rachmi botei hayehudim zelaze." In other words, so he says that you shouldn't, carry into the non-Jewish homes. So the question is, could you have a partial... In other words, could you have a schiris that you'll be able to carry in the streets, but not carry in the...
The whole takana was to avoid that.
Right. So you think it should be all or nothing.
Yeah. And that's kind of the point.
Yeah, so we'll see. There's a famous tshuva from the Chacham Tzvi. He discusses what the criteria are to be able to be socher rishus. And a second. Yeah, take a look at the beginning of the tshuva. Ma'al shatol schirus mirosh ha'itza sheba Hamburg. Hanikra Borgi Mishteri.
Burgermeister,
yeah. So what's the Burgermeister?
Like assistant mayor.
Assistant mayor? Okay. Tshuva. Hetzer ha'tiltal o'day schirus min ha'burgermeister l'anil 90 hu k'arim ha'tuli masara. It's not pashtut. See, one idea besides that you could evict, if the person has to be able to put his belongings in your house, or his soldiers in your house. So then he's showing that he has jurisdiction.
He has violence in the house.
He has violence in the house. Because if there be a Muhammad, he could put soldiers in your house. Haschiris mimenu moelis. So that's what the Beis Yosef says. So he says, Because he has to be able to, any time he wants, he could knock on your door and says, okay, I want to put my stuff in your...
The Bill of Rights says
you
can't do that.
The Bill of Rights says
soldiers can't do that.
Quartering?
Yeah. Because, right. Because if you can only do it b'shas mulchama, so then...
limited rights.
Yeah, so they're not. Ain't shom shas mechame is a tam toil haschivus b'osho zman. Ain't rishus b'osho haShabbos laniach sham shum dover. Ain't b'osho haShabbos lo schiru v'lo lekito. So he has the gam tefisas yad ain't lo daf ain't lo mechame zman kavu because mechame are mechus ma'isa mechame. Because he can only do it when it's mechame, and if there's no mechame now, so there's no erev now. Because when it comes to the ability that you can be misalik, so then even though you weren't misalik, but you could be, so kol biyado, if it's biyado, it's laf mechusa ma'isa domi. So you can, if you could be misalik, then even if you didn't misalik. But this other heter of the fact that you have a tfisas yad in the person's home, so then, if that's only b'shas mulchama, and now it's not a shas mulchama, so then it should be problematic. That's what the Chacham Tzvi is disclaiming.
Is it possible that this reflects the reality of the time? And so, at that time, there were people who could do it, and people who could not. People who could place soldiers in their house, and people who could not place. So if you try to identify a group of people who existed at the time, who should be, whose yes should be considered. So it's not some abstract, eternal statement. You just look at the outside world. There are a lot of women. So we'll identify
saying in a place where it's not just b'shas mulchama, but if the government has the right at any time to stick a soldier in your house, so then it would be different.
Right.
So now we should look at various groups of people and identify who can be considered this person. A mayor, yes,
the starting point.
Right.
But the
Bill of Rights
says they can't do that.
So
it's not a consideration with the
US.
Right.
Why
not
put a soldier
in the smarter time? He gave you an example. He's responding to a particular case.
Yeah, when I wrote it in the Sefer here, page 18, you look here. I discussed this Chacham Tzvi on the third arrow on the bottom. Kolomer delata chacham tzvi noke hadi chol liskor misar shechel haniach afotzel veisanochri b'shasa mochama right misar shish biyodo lohotzi es hamedina lamochama believe shus miacher. That's what he's saying. The chacham tzvi is saying that, in other words, he has the ability to declare war.
So
he's not mechusa. He can always declare war. And then others say that the Ginas Haradim Cholik on the Chacham Tzvi. It says the Ginas Haradim Nirish Hakosuv Kem Shochel Gizbar Melchol Hanich Mavatei Ha'ir Anshei Asav Klim Chol Bleis Hamitzlarach Mikol Mokom Kem Bleis Hatzarach Alzer Kitzon Veimel Chabiyodim Nimseis Omer Sheyad Hamelach Shaycha Vagido Bekarkos. I read the Hidgish Lodas Hatzarach Alzer Kitzon. So that's the question, whether is that true or not? You have to be the one to be able to do that, to declare war without anyone. And that's, who has that today?
The local government can't do that. Right. The state government
can't do that. Right.
Trump
could? Yeah, he could.
Congress
under compelling circumstances, he can order an attack or a defense or whatever.
Yeah, ever since Vietnam.
He doesn't get it. He has it. Right, he has to get approval.
Because Vietnam, we never officially.
Could he do anything on his own volition?
He just did. He just blew up.
Right.
So he's not going to fight.
But that's not
war. Right. The only Trump's the only person that could get his spirits just
no, that's if you're going to go in this kind of case where soldiers can be quartered and it has to be a war, so then it has to be somebody who can declare war. That doesn't mean in America.
You have to be a real king in Saudi Arabia or
something. Yeah, a real king.
But the relevance, if you're living in Manhattan, that's not relevant. So right. The question is, who in the Manhattan government has that position of rights?
But even so, can you apply the Ram? I'm saying that you can get from one of his one of his Gabon.
You have to determine who he is to know.
Who? For what?
I'm saying, what the Chacham says he has to be the guy that could. He'll put a soldier in your house, right? So you don't, like, so what's the Rambam sheet today? So you don't have to be that guy himself?
Oh, so let's see. This is what Gavi, you were saying. Look on page 20. In the age of Pikmikul, Schiris Rishus Bismanazah, came in the Rosh Hamam Shola, Koch Lotziam Lemuchoma Batsmo, Mela Pimashe Venuel, Chacham Tzilom Hani Schiris Rishus, Pidin Sarum. So then he says, what's the study cooler? So he quotes somebody saying the following, for Smechim the Shomro, Moshe Mandel, because of Erech Levnei Shona, Yotza, Psach, Bibes, and Mishpah. This is what we're talking about, eminent domain. Perhaps also, Bishop, Yeshu, Shus, Bia, Tzara, Il, Likach, Bal, Korcho, Habatim, Hashayochim, Lash, Noshim, Pratiim. The what was that? Because he could take people's private homes. The Livnos, Pemokim, Zeh, Shal, Habatim, Dover, Shul, Tzorchai, Rabim. Like a shopping center. Mokum Shabbal Abayis Yechol, as we said, the din of Mokum, that he could be Masalik. So he says,
That's a question. I mean, the mayor can declare eminent domain. He can authorize after the local whatever government board is.
So he wants to claim that you should do two schiris rishus, one on the streets and one on the houses. Because you can't. Has lo tchel schiris shal rechovos, but maybe it should still be good because that you could have somebody who, can say you can't go here, you can't go in this street.
So all these cases in places, like West Hampton or whatever, where there are people who are opposing the Erev, actively opposing it. So they're not, obviously not being maskim to the Schiris. So doesn't that possible to all?
Well, that was yesterday, last week's share. It was the last week's share. Right, anyone?
Sorry.
Okay. Right, so that's what I said. From the Debrecina, that was his main issue about Erevin, was the Schiris Rishus. Who's the real one that you could? And the Rabbi Bari also is very. He also is machmir. That's why he said Harnof. He feels Harnof is good because Harnof, you don't have to soak a Rishus. There's no goy.
Why is it only Harnof? Why the Baal Dach? And like, why is it only Harnof?
Yeah, maybe not only Harnof. Only those areas. They're all from Yid.
There are non-Jews living in Harnof.
Well, what's his concern though? For those areas.
He's concerned. He really holds that the Schiris Rishus, at least for the bottom.
Right.
On the bottom, he writes constitution. You see, he wrote constitution.
Yeah, compensation.
The second to last line.
Yeah, it's constitution.
Yeah.
So
that's so Rabbi Bari is very into in situations where you have to go here on page 17.
Left off the cutting. page, but they're in the book.
Yeah. So he says, "Sarich liskor mikol echad mehem benifrad." In other words, can you use the super? Right? So he says, "Lo moy liskor mehem emuna al nikoyon habayis." Hava bishu gam kein gar b'zeh bin, you know? So he says, maybe that's not going to work. What does the super have to do with my apartment? He can't just come in. He can't just keep anything. He can't come in. He can't do anything.
The landlord can't either.
Yeah, so that's what he. So then, that's what he writes in the Sefer. But then, when I discussed with him, page 21, Ayin Shud Or Yitzchak, Tzarich Liskor Mikol Echad Menifrad. Right. So he said, Bal Mechaber Shlito. Next page, Bialy Shemasha Kosev Yevshel Liskor Ma Super Sel Mishum Sheilu Rishus Laniach Hafotzim Bediros. But that's only if you want to be metaltel in the goy. Usually, we don't need to carry in the goy's house. That's not what we're, you know, that's not our tzorach and shav. Those that want to use the air want to carry in the street or in the hallway. So he says that the taltal prosdor cheder madrigas imachatzrin super roshay laniach hafotzim pro. So he's can, you know, he has jurisdiction over the. Of the different hallways and things like that, then you could give him the schiras rishus. Shapi cholim liskor rishus mimenu, or taltel the pros there. And then, Rabbi Cheskel.
You didn't rent the houses.
Right, so that's what he's assuming, that you could have a schiras rishus and that'll help for the. It'll help for the whole, to carry in the lobby, the hallways, and things like that from the house. So if you assume like that, then that will. But if you assume that what you said that if it's not a full schir sushus, it doesn't work. Then you have a problem because can't be misalik, he can't evict people, and he can't put station.
You're being battled there that they're cut in the first place.
So, what is
you're
it?
You're operating the whole Takana.
Meaning,
if you're not going, if you're not including, if you have people who live within the building and you're excluding them from the Erev, it defeats the whole Takana. That was the original, what the Rambam was talking about.
You mean if we're excluding Goy, right.
So even if you have
so that's what Rav Abadi says. You have
on the hall.
His sheet is you have to go
into Harnof.
Well, that's why he says Harnof is good. Because
yeah, I understand. But I'm saying, what's the Hava meaning here?
What does Harnof provide that no one else? What does Harnof have that you know tells of Yerushalayim?
It has all
Shabbos,
no goyim, okay. and all the Jews are from.
So basically, there's no.
So they don't have. They don't have a din of. Like Rabbi Sobolovsky said to me once, if you're not from Jews, so that's considered like a goy for this halacha, then you'd have to do schiras rishus for them.
Right.
So what Rabbi Abadi was saying is that in Harnof, he likes Harnof for this purpose, that everyone's from and there's no goyim, so you don't have to do schiras rishus. Because he feels that schiras rishus won't be practical. Because you're not going to go to everyone's house, and there's no one who really could represent everyone.
So he doesn't think like the police chief or like the other stuff, or
right? Right.
Well, in Israel they could, right? They could evict people out.
Yeah.
Non-Jews.
I don't know. You tell me. I don't know.
When terrorists blow up, so they take their family out of the house and they dynamite it.
Right.
But that's the reason. But what about
so
the Supreme Court?
Something like that, yeah.
What are Moshe, like, does ever was affected in the Arab city, Williamsburg, you know, this is ever an issue, or it was more the, you know, person?
Well, he always spoke about the,
The big buildings, it was mostly Jewish tenants, like where Moshe lived. So they carried it in the buildings?
Yeah, I mean, I mean, my in-laws, they live in the. I never checked what the story is in the. I would assume, but I don't want to say for sure because I never checked
that
it.
That would be a similar move, like to find out how Ramesh did it.
Yeah.
You need a scriptures for like Eretz Yisrael, like you're building and stuff also?
Right. In other words, if you're in the greater Erev,
yes,
and you use the greater Erev, so then the building is included into the greater Erev.
Right.
But if you don't use the greater Erev, then you have to have a separate Erev on your apartment building. So if you use the whole community Erev, then you're good. Excuse me.
I thought that even though there's a bigger like community Erev, people still make Erev Chatzeir for their specific
because they're machmir not be so mech on the community Erev.
So basically,
that's why they usually don't make a bracha. That's why they don't usually make a bracha, because if the community Erev is good, then their bracha is a bracha of Atala.
Right.
But a certain Rav, I know, he announces an Erev Pesach or whatever before the Shabbos Gadol Drasha, that you should make an Erev Chatzeres and Tzavka with a bracha to show that the Erev in the community is not valid, even a mashahu, so it shouldn't be considered even a suffix.
So, if someone carries in the regular community Erev, you don't need to make a free building.
Right. So he carries in the Erev, so he's relying on that, so then you're
subsumed.
But that's the story of the Erev Chatzeres, of the Schiris Rishus. Usually, I believe the Schiris Rishus and the Erev Chatzeres, but both are Likuva. In other words, so that's. And as I said, these Rabbanim, some Rabbanim felt that this was the main issue. Others thought there are even more issues, that it's Rishus Rabbim. That is the main issue. But what the Deborah Cedar was saying is, even if you can solve the Rishus Rabbim issues, then maybe you can't solve, maybe there's Rishus. It was like you said, like a real king and a real monarch that owned everything, like the king would own the whole thing.
Why did the police chief solve it?
Well, I don't know, what is the police chief's koach? What is it?
Again, it's not their own koach, it's more like...
They can come into your house and what? What could they do?
They could evict you.
They could evict you for no reason?
No, not for no reason, no, but they'd be the muscle that evicts you.
Yeah, but this means that they could evict you for no reason.
They can't, well...
When the Holocaust, who evicted those people? What type was it? The governors, the mayors, or the...
It's not a question of the muscle. It's a question of who has the legal right.
Right. Right, exactly.
Nobody has a legal right to evict like any of us.
I don't know. What are you saying?
Need a warrant, right?
But still, but who can issue that warrant? I would assume.
Eviction is different from.
Why can Congress go on the war, declare a state of emergency, and then kick you out of your house?
But there has to be. They can't make a state of emergency.
It has to be a process.
So it probably means it's a king owns like he said.
It's like a Takana. This is a Takana Doros. It's not just like, okay, so in America, like, it doesn't exist with no errors because like you can't find, like, it has to be someone that, like, you know, somewhere that has maybe 1% of the power, right? I would think.
Yeah. So that's the sticky part.
So what do we do today to get to practically?
Yeah, the people who are on air. Yeah, who's the rishus being so? Who's doing the rishus?
So maybe they're being so much like what we said here that they at least will help for the streets.
What's that?
It'll help for the streets. For streets, they have more. They can say the street we're closing off, the street we're not closing off.
On a practical level, you're not supposed to carry in, like at Bacola Deus, you're not really supposed to carry into a non-Jew's home.
Yeah, so it makes sense not to carry in a non-Jew's home on Shabbos.
Even just
no
gift.
No heter.
I've been
doing
it well all these years.
With a non-Jewish friend.
Mazaka everybody else. Including the Goya. But that apparently doesn't work. Okay,
yeah.
So much for that. Okay.
So does anyone hold a candle into a non-Jew's apartment on
Shabbos? I mean, you can go in. The question is whether you can carry something.
Carrying.
Yeah.
Does anyone hold that it is okay?
Shabbos into a museum. don't know. It's, I mean, if you, like Rav Weiss says, if you will go directly to every guy. So the only problem is because we're not going to go to every guy separately. If we go to every guy separately, excuse me, then we'll be fine. As Rav Abadi says,
if they're masking. If you go,
if you explain to him, the whole thing is just, like you said, it's symbolic, it's a hacker. So unless the guy is like Mamish.
I did it once with Effie Buchholz. We had a place in the country, the Balabos. There was like three houses and one giant lot. And Balabos wanted to know why. So he explained to me, no, it's a Jewish thing. It's a good deen thing. I refuse to take the money.
That's what he said. She doesn't want to take the money.
So Sobolowski said that, like, not observant Shem in terms of this, we have the similar halachic status of, like, I guess, like an anjou.
Right. So then,
like, I don't know.
That's what Rav Abadi was saying. Also, that's why he liked Har-Nof, because Har-Nof, everyone, there was no goyim, and all the Jews were from. So you didn't have any question of schiras or shus.
No, I'm saying I'm saying, like, it's a crazy thing. Because the takanas the Rambam says, it seems like that it's because a non-Jew will kill you. So now we're saying, is it a not observant Jew?
Non-Jew will kill you, that's why.
You should do two and one. One and
one. One and one.
Right.
But one
and one isn't a plug. But so then, what's the concern of a non-observant Jew moves to Har-Nof, a couple of non-observant Jews?
Yes, so then they have the status like goyim for this. So then, if you would go to them directly.
Right.
But then you'd have to know where they are, who they are, and it's not so.
But can you not go to your non-firm relative on Shabbos? Can you go into their apartment?
Yeah, with your house.
You can go. The only question is to carry something in.
I mean, you're visiting your aunt or something, and you're obviously going to take your key to your apartment with you, you know.
So don't. Don't carry it into their apartment. It's not so hard.
Right.
You just go in.
But there's no opinions that you can? Cause
I don't know,
like
no opinions. Right, but I don't
know. Don't they fall out for non-firm Jews that it's all right? That doesn't pass all the air?
Well, that's what we're talking about, whether they... We're discussing about the Erev Chatzeres aspect. And of... But then there could be in the Schirus Shus aspect, that's what we're talking about.
That's the non-firm.
Okay, so this is the last issue in the Erev story. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, next week we're going to start real Hotzah. Like, that's what people also, you know, could you wear wrist rats on Shabbos? Could you wear glasses on Shabbos? You know, somebody just asked me, Shiley, he's a Chabad fellow, he's a Talmud of mine, and he has to go someplace amongst Goyim on Shabbos or something, and he wanted to clip his beard with something, so it shouldn't look like his beard is a long beard, but he didn't want to, you know, so is that, keeping that clip in the beard to keep the hair underneath, is that called Hotzah also? So there's a lot of interesting...
That should be,
I remember I told you I was once had kidney stones on Yontif. I was in the Lower East Side by my in-laws in Long, from the middle of Shvi Shal Pesach at night. I had kidney stones. So the Hatzalah took me to the hospital, and then they give you the bracelet. Mm-hmm. So the question is, are you allowed to go outside afterwards when you're released, well, you have to make sure to take off the bracelet. Right? The bracelet could be Hotzah.
Well, even if the hospital is owned by a non-Jew, might it even be Hotzah inside the hospital room?
I mean,
it's an emergency.
meaning the same rule that you can't go into a non-Jew's apartment. Might that apply to a hospital also? Carrying
it's
in the hospital?
No, because it's all over shut. It's to save a life.
No, but so if you can get it.
But once you've been released, you're still inside the building. Can you walk four steps? I think that's what he says.
Okay, so we have to learn these halachas. Okay. And anyone who can come to the Balava Malka, I'm sure the Rav would appreciate anyone who can come to the Balava Malka.